From Nevada Public Radio, this is the Daily Rundown. I'm Natalie Ott. Here are your top local stories for March 20th, 2026. The Nevada Commission on Ethics has ruled against Republican Lieutenant Governor Stavros Anthony. On Wednesday, he was found in violation of state law for using public resources to support a task force on transgender athletes. The commission cited his use of official email and social media for the effort. Anthony must now pay a civil penalty of $3,000. He must also complete ethics training. His office is also required to create a formal social media policy. The Nevadans for Equal Rights Committee filed the original complaint in early 2025. According to the Nevada Independent, Anthony declined a deal to dismiss the case through corrective actions. Some hiking trails at Lake Mead National Recreation Area are now closed because of the extreme heat. The National Park Service says the Gold Strike Hot Springs, Arizona Hot Springs, Liberty Bell Arch, White Rock Canyon, and Lone Palm Trails are affected. Officials consider conditions dangerous with a high risk of heat illness. The closures will remain in place until conditions improve. Anyone visiting Lake Mead is urged to bring extra water, avoid midday heat, and understand their limits. High temperatures in southern Nevada will be close to 100 degrees today, Friday, March 20th, and tomorrow, Saturday, March 21st, before dropping into the mid-90s. A 100-degree reading would be the earliest ever in Las Vegas, replacing May 1st, 1947 in the record book. The Nevada State Board of Examiners has announced new licensing requirements for genetic counselors. Under previous guidance, the state did not require counselors to obtain state licenses. As of this week, they must register within the next 6 months or risk being barred from practicing in Nevada and facing felony charges for violations. Counselors are now also subject to doctor-patient confidentiality rules. This comes after the Nevada legislature approved the new licensure category during the 2025 session. Nevada now becomes one of more than 30 states to issue licenses to genetic counselors. As the price of fuel continues to climb, travelers and businesses in the Mountain West are feeling the pinch, some more than others. The national average for a gallon of gas is $3.85, up 25 cents from a week ago. But in Nevada and Arizona, drivers are paying much more, $4.62 and $4.46 respectively. Many Mountain West states are in line with the national average, while Utah and Wyoming are paying less. That's according to GasBuddy. The cost of gas from state to state depends on regional refineries, but the war in Iran is also driving prices higher. A Trump administration plan to release 172 million barrels from its reserves to ease prices will likely have minimal impact, said Patrick DeHaan, head of petroleum analysis for GasBuddy. You can hear the full story by the Mountain West News Bureau's Yvette Fernandez at knpr.org. It's now a little easier for pedestrians to enter Red Rock Canyon National Conservation Area. The Bureau of Land Management says it's installed self-service fee kiosks at the park as part of a ride-share drop-off and pickup area. Officials say the new area will provide better access for those arriving without personal vehicles while making those visitors safer. It'll also help improve traffic flow and reduce congestion near the fee station, with rideshare services no longer needing to wait in line to drop off passengers. More than 3 million people visit Red Rock Canyon annually. When Becky O'Brien dangles herring over a tank of more than a dozen swimming sharks, it only takes a second for a zebra shark to snatch the fish from her tongs. The lead aquarist said she always knew she wanted to work with marine life. She just didn't think she'd become a shark dietitian at a 1.3 million gallon tank inside a Las Vegas casino. O'Brien's team feeds 15 species of sharks three times a week at the Shark Reef Aquarium at the Mandalay Bay Resort, where they care for more than 3,400 animals. They eat, I would say, better than the tourist on the strip, O'Brien said, referring to the gourmet restaurants in Las Vegas's biggest tourism hub. The aquarium is a major tourist attraction that has drawn more than 21 million visitors to the resort and casino since it opened in 2000, according to Mandalay Bay. Read the full story and more at knpr.org. This has been The Daily Rundown, a production of Nevada Public Radio. To hear more or to support public radio in Southern Nevada, visit knpr.org.